7, Taylor Fall.
And now we have an official timeout.
If those mics are insured, you must know a good insurance agent.
I do.
Just
every,
one?
Every, you know, I always get a hold of them, too. And we have a flag.
Two men in motion at the same time.
And half the Bath team knew it as half of them stopped. Illegal shift for Bath. And they go from a 3rd and 5, yet another penalty at a critical time. That's the 5th or 6th
That's
penalty.
Fifth offensive penalty.
Fifth offensive penalty. 6 overall for Bath. So now it's a 4th down. On the loss of a down.
Apparently they can just lose the down.
And so Bath brings out their punt team.
Giving Lakers the football with plenty of time to score, all 3 minutes.
Number 10, Casey Kessler. 5'10", 190, stands at his own 4-yard line awaiting the snap. Good snap, gets it off, partially tipped, it almost appears.
Wow.
At the 40-yard line, and it bounces across midfield. Seth Bowles lets it drop at the 45 of Laker territory.
And good thing it was partially tipped. Ian Snyder took out the punter on that play. But once the ball is tipped, the kicker is legal.
2:52 left in the first half. Lakers with the ball after a quick 3 and out on defense. And not much offense, mostly plagued by penalties on that drive for Bath. Gives the ball right back to Lakers, except they have a little bit of longer field to work with.
Well, between Bath and their penalties and Lakers and their fumbles, this game has been a defensive battle right out of the get-go.
1st and 10 from the 45-yard line in Laker territory, right to left across your radio. Dubes in motion to the left. Post under center. It's a pitch to Diaz. Gets the run out to the 45 across midfield. It's still going. And forced out of bounds to the near sideline at the 47-yard line. Leading the tackle on that was number 4 for Bath, Dylan Moffitt, the defensive back.
And quarterback.
Does he do windows?
I don't know.
Okay. It's a 9-yard pickup for Diaz, just shy of the first down.
You're in Lansing more than I am. Have you heard of him? He's pretty close.
I tried to avoid Bath. There's some very nasty golf courses up there that I did not get along with.
They do have a couple toughies up there.
The official course of Michigan State, one of them, I should say.
Is that considered Bath?
Eagle Eye?
Oh, I thought they were at Forest Acres.
Well, they are at Forest Acres, but everything's official down there.
Gotcha. They got a lot of good courses to choose from, that's for sure.
The officials now are talking things over with the Lakers sideline. They want to measure, actually. The ball is at the 46-yard line.
All the way across the field.
All the way. They're getting their money's worth tonight as the pages from the Senate House are coming over to the House here. And they're dropping the chains down into position now.
Nope.
Trying to squeeze 11 yards out of that 10-yard chain, apparently. And it's a 1st down for Lakers. A 10-yard pickup from Mauricio Diaz. They're going to give the 1st down to the green and white to start this drive with 2:23 left in the first half.
Yeah, and a great sweep play and good lead blocking. And Diaz does the rest to get the 1st down.
In case you're keeping track at home, Associate Director of Media Relations, Kayla Carson, has now moved the heater right up onto the deck. As the officials are asking for 2:42 left on the clock because of that out-of-bounds and 1st down to play. The $12 heater is not doing too bad if you're 2 inches away from it. We might note that Bath Fighting Bees brought their mascot, the Fighting Bee.
He hasn't been doing a lot of fighting over there yet.
No. Now, is it the queen bee or is it the worker bee?
I think we better
we'll check
send our media relations over there and see if we can find out
something. We'll send her out into the cold. Our crew might be down to 3 if that's the case. 2:42 left in the first half. Lakers with the ball, 1st and 10 at the Bath 46-yard line. Dubes in motion to the left. Two men in the backfield. It's Katie and Diaz. This one's Diaz to the right. Across the 45, down to the 40, and brought down at the 44 by number 30 of Bath, Trey Panwas. It's a 6-yard gain, brings up second and four, 2:25 left now. Lakers still trailing by 7, 13-6 in a close game.
Yeah, Lakers moving the ball fairly well, but need to pick up the pace. We're getting close to the two-minute mark in this quarter.
That's two straight for Diaz. And now Diaz in the backfield, Dubes in motion. This one's to Diaz again, this time to the left. Breaks free of a tackle in the backfield, but has to slow up at the 40-yard line. Not much going there, no gain on the play as the Bees started to swarm that one. And number 50 was there leading the tackle, Kyle Follick. And Diaz seems to be a little shaken up, still on the ground. And now he's getting up underneath his own power, and he's back into the huddle.
Yeah, it looks like a stinger there, maybe in the...
As Lakers has called a timeout with a minute 56 left in the first half, it's Bath 13, Lakers 6 on the WLEW Sports Network.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Michelle Shaw. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank, with offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Sebring, equal housing lender, member FDIC. Red, Nick.
Third down for the Lakers at the Bath 40-yard line, 5 yards to go. Coming in the power eye to the right. As going on the hard count here, doesn't work this time. Brady Post back to pass, rolling to his right, out of the pocket.
He's got Bowles
goes
deep.
Downfield. Bowles is wide open, and it falls incomplete at the 23-yard line. Little bit underthrown, mostly due to going into the wind and into the rain.
Definitely.
Bowles had to come back for it. Double coverage and falls just incomplete.
He got behind the defense there, but a nice recovery by the quarterback, Dylan Moffitt.
Fourth and five now for Lakers. Going to be going for it here with 1:50 left in the first half. You know, it's been plagued by fumbles in this first half by both teams. Bath came out and scored on their first drive. Since then, it's pretty much been all defense. Received Bowles wide to the right. And it's a handoff to Dubes around the left side, across the 40 to the 35. Gets the first down to the 30.
He breaks tackle.
And he's still going. And it's going to be a touchdown. Terrence Dubes. Terrence Dubes breaks free on fourth down and finds himself 40 yards later in for the score. Lakers 12, Bath 13. And we've got a barn burner, folks.
Wow, what a great run. Dustin Cady picks up a huge block. He knocks a guy flat on his back off his feet and leave it the rest to Dubes as he splits two tacklers and takes it to the end zone untouched the last 15 yards.
Terrence Dubes has had a fairly quiet night up to this point. That's only his fifth carry for 53 yards, 40 coming from that last one. Lakers trying to go for the lead here on the two-point conversion. And they got three men in the backfield favoring the right side. There's the snap, the sweep out to the right to Diaz, and he dives across the end zone, and the two-point conversion is good, and Lakers has taken the lead. Lakers 14, Bath 13 on the WLEW Sports Network.
Get into hunting season with the help of Randy's Hunting Center in Bad Axe. Look for the 40-foot-tall log cabin showroom with over 40 wildlife mounts from around the world. Randy's has crossbows by Darton, Wicked Ridge, and 10 Point, along with scopes, arrows, and accessories. See Chad Haleski or Mike Brown for archery sales and service. Stay warm and dry in a handmade cedar blind in both archery and gun sizes. Randy's has over 4,000 new rifles, shotguns, and handguns in stock. Randy's can drill and tap your slug gun, mount and bore sight scopes, and even custom sight-in service is available. Find Moultrie Game Feeders, trail